it's fertile.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call flat, low land that's beside a stream that stream overflows on it in spring, and then you can go in there and plant stuff, and it usually grows pretty well down there? What would you call land like that?
You mean a flat surface?
Well, down by a stream where you plant stuff. Where it overflows, you know, and you get that dirt from the creek.
It's fertile, you know.
Uh-huh. What would you call an area like that?
Creek bed.
Okay, okay. And what would you call a field that's not good for much except just raising grass and stuff for hay?
It's just a pasture land.
Okay. And what would you call some land that had water standing on it all the time? About that much water.
Well, it's it's like we have it all in South Texas.
Yeah. Well, if you think
overflow. No, that's where the creek rises on it. I know exactly what it is.
Well, you stop me if you think of it, okay? What kind of soil do they have around here, anyway?
It's between a sandy and a kind of clay loam.
Oh, it's in between? Uh-huh. That's great. That's a good kind of
thing. It's good soil. It'll grow anything in the world.
Uh-huh. That's great. We've got that old black clay up where I live.
Right.
Oh, that stuff is bad.
I know it.
It's really terrible. It's so sticky and...
But this is what they call a sandy loam.
Uh-huh. That's good. We have to have that stuff haul in. If you want to grow a garden in your backyard, you have to have somebody go and haul in some sandy loam.
Right, uh-huh.
Break up that clay.
Marshy land.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wet stands, you know, it's marshy.
Okay. Say you've got some marshy land and you want to get that water off. What do you have to do to it?
It's most unlikely that you could do anything. You might could put a drainage and drain it off, but it would have to be coming periodically from some other place. I mean, a spring may be bubbling up somewhere.
Yeah.
But just marsh lands that will just stand after rains and maybe from an overflow of a creek that there's just some of them that just don't ever dry up.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a marshy land. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Well, say you were going to try. You'd have to dig a
trench.
Okay.
Trench it or ditch it.
Okay, okay. What's the difference between a ditch and a canal?
Well, a canal is supposed to have flowing water. And a ditch can be dry.
Okay. Is there any difference in the size?
No.
Okay.
Well, it could be and it couldn't. It wouldn't have to be.
Okay.
You can have a big ditch or you can have a little ditch. Ravine like going down through your farm.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then a canal, you know, is running water.
Okay. What do you call a little place that's been washed out by the rain, like across the road or something like that?
A washout.
Okay, okay. Seems reasonable. What would you call a great big one, that place that's been washed out, you know, over the years, maybe 10 feet across and 10 feet deep? What would you call that?
It'd be a gully.
Okay, okay.
Gully washer.
What's a gully washer? What's a gully washer?
A gully washer is a big rain and that washes things and leaves a gully.
Okay, okay. You mentioned a ravine. Is a gully and a ravine the same thing?
No. A ravine is usually has a fed by a spring or some little creek that comes into it. And a gully is it's just been washed out by periodical rains, heavy rains.
What all creeks are there around here? You mentioned creeks.
Oh, well, right on up over this way a little ways going to Axtell is Tewaukena Creek.